Time now for Radio Theater here on 103.3 KUMD. And this week, if you have the opportunity to read the theater review of the show The Pavilion in the Duluth News Tribune, Cheryl Jensen wrote it, and a beautifully written review. One of the people that she praises in the review is the director, Julie Acey, who is on the line with us this morning. Hey, Julie. Hi there.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for playing Ron Sexsmith.
Yeah, brand new album. Not
I
only
know.
That, yeah. So how cool are we?
He's so dreamy.
Well, you know, you're pretty dreamy too, at least according to this review. Cheryl Jensen really loved the show, and wow, what a fantastic writer she is.
Yes, she is.
Tell us a little bit about the play. It seems as though, you know, there's a reference, obviously. You kind of get a sense that it's a little bit melancholy.
It is. It's also very funny. But it's about a guy who made a big mistake, he thinks, and comes back to his high school class reunion in Pine City, Minnesota, 20 years later, and tries to set things right and hoping to get back with the girl he left behind. And she's not having any of it. So there's that idea. And there's that idea about how many chances do you get in your life and can you go back and start over again? And so it is melancholy in that way. I think every one of us has thought about that. We look back and think, oh, if only, or if I could have another chance. And, you know, what happens if you do?
After you've done a certain amount of living, and I don't want to point fingers at either you or me in that respect, but after you've done a certain amount of living, you realize, oh, big mistake, don't even think about it. I'm struggling with words this morning. I'm not Cheryl Jensen, that's pretty obvious. I'm wondering if the perspective on the idea of going back and trying again differs if you are a person who has lived a little bit longer or if you are a younger person.
I would think so. I mean, I think it's very significant that this isn't their 5-year reunion. This isn't their 10-year reunion. This is their 20-year reunion. And it's that place where you are in your life where the things you thought were going to happen, the character Peter says, I just thought all of these amazing experiences were going to come. It's just going to blow my hair back. And I, you know, stood there and waited for it. And guess what? They didn't happen. And he keeps thinking that where everything went wrong was with that decision he made when he was 17. And so I think it is significant that it's 20 years later and you look to see what your life has become. And it's not what you want it to be. And you do have the sense that there's still time to fix it.
And so from that standpoint, that's really kind of a good place to be because you're old enough to have a little maturity. And yet,
right.
Again, there still is a little bit of wiggle room to make some different choices. Now,
and you're also grown up enough, you hope, to realize that these aren't things that happened to you. These are things that you did. Right, so that you are responsible for the decisions that you made.
And boy, that is something that a lot of people struggle with throughout their whole lives.
Mm-hmm, definitely. The play is also very lyrical in a lot of ways. The writing is very rich. Crystal Schultz plays the narrator and also about 12 different characters who pop in and out. And it's very poetic. The language is very rich and beautiful. And Andy Bennett has done a light design that just punctuates that. It's really quite lovely.
Say, let's take just a jump to the left, as they say in Rocky Horror Picture Show, and point out that apparently I'm not the only person who occasionally gets Krista Schultz mixed up in my mind with Krista Lawler, who is another theater reporter at the paper.
Yes, it's this Krista thing, I guess. I guess every now and then Krista Schultz told me the other night that every now and then somebody will say, you know, how's your journalism career? And so it does happen.
And she'll look a little bit puzzled and say, well, and there, because there was a part of me thinking, wow, so they had to get this other lady to write this review because the other reviewer is in the show and then, no, oops, wrong Krista.
No,
okay.
No.
All right. Now, here's something else that I really thought was wonderful, but it begs lots of questions. She writes, director Julie Acey's wheelhouse has always been helping her actors bring damaged, complex, sad, and in the end, beautiful souls to life. First of all, did you know that was your wheelhouse?
I didn't necessarily. No, if that was, it's a very kind thing to say, and I do have to say that I'm very drawn to material where people are very complicated, and where the script reveals why and how, and that you find this beauty in places you wouldn't expect. So I have been very drawn to that. I also, of course, love to direct big, dumb comedies, too. But lately, I have been doing these smaller, more intense kinds of plays.
So,
and I'm very attracted to that material.
If we say, for the sake of argument, that this is indeed your wheelhouse, perhaps one of many, what does it say about you that this is a strength of yours?
Well, I think...
Damaged, complex, sad, and beautiful?
Well, I don't know about beautiful, but I'm all that other stuff. No, kidding.
I think you're beautiful, too, Julie.
Thank you. I'm just very interested in how people think and what they do, and not think about people as good guys or bad guys, but as complicated people. And there are just some scripts that just do beautiful work with that. And I really love being able to sit down with actors and just really talk this stuff through and try a variety of approaches and ask questions. Why is that person doing that? What has happened? What happened before? You know, what do they want? And work through. I like working very, very closely with the actors in that way. It's really satisfying.
Let me ask you something about this particular show. This is a story about people of a certain age, obviously going back to a 20th high school reunion. I would imagine that one of the challenges many directors in this community face is that they work either in a classroom setting or in theater with college-age students, because we have such a rich vein of talented college actors with which to work. How would it differ, your approach to this show, working with adult actors who maybe are the age of the characters, as opposed to working with student actors? How would you need to approach it differently?
I don't often work with college age actors unless the thing I'm directing calls for a person that age, because I'm a community theater director.
Well, I do know that, I guess I was thinking about, you know, your work here at the university. You do, obviously, you're a professor here at the university, so you are teaching students, but you're not doing the same sorts of things with them here in a teaching capacity.
No, right? I don't. I teach public speaking and interpersonal communication at UMD. But you know what? I have to say, you're right. When there's a lot of incredibly talented people of all ages, we are so blessed in this community to have the acting pool that we have. We've got people of all ages. And I just worked last show with somebody who was 17 years old, 16 years old, as a matter of fact. And I approach it in the same kind of way. I ask the same kind of questions. You know, sometimes people who are a little bit younger need a little more guidance, and sometimes they're not used to working with older actors, so they need a boost of confidence about that sometimes. But really, you know, actors are actors, and I tend to approach them in the same sort of way.
Julie, this sounds like a wonderful show, and thank you so much for taking some time to talk about it. And we'll get a link set up so folks can find out more information. And
great.
You have a marvelous day, and again, contemplate being complex and beautiful.
I will. More Ron Sexsmith.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Julie. Julie Acey joined us this morning as our guest on Radio Theater. She is directing a show for Renegade called The Pavilion. Radio Theater on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.